That's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. Star 99.9. I'm Anna. That's Raven. It's very easy. You just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. If you think you're above the law because you're Amish, that's all I need to know about you.
I mean, who really pulls over somebody that's Amish anyways? At a certain speed, do laws really apply?
Horse and buggy driving erratically? DUI. Yeah. DUI, horse and buggy. Here's the police officer talking about it.
It is a vehicle. It's on the roadway. You're not allowed to drink and drive or operate a buggy.
I mean, what it comes down to. How do we know that the horses weren't drunk, all right? I mean, right. If you've got a good relationship with your horse, too, can the horse get you home comfortably?
He's my DD, bro.
The problem is not the horse and buggy. It's everybody else driving around going, I got to get a chair or something. I want to get a basket handmade while we're here. I want to get something. The tourists, not these guys.
These guys were, they saw the cops approaching them on their right. horse and buggy. They abandoned the horse and buggy
Perfect
and ran
idea.
Into the woods.
Perfect idea.
So now,
come on, the horse and buggy, they'll find their way home.
Now these cops are just holding on to the horse and buggy, and they're like, they eventually have to come claim them. But how do you abandon your horse?
I feel like the horse knows his way home. You know what I mean? Right. Or at least people are like, oh, there goes Jimmy's horse again.
Right.
Must have been a long day at the, I don't even know where they get drunk. Do they have like a bar? There's no electricity. I know that.
Do you think the Amish drink to get drunk? Like twisted teas? Like
it's something that they made. No doubt it's an ale. Yeah. Or a mead or something like that. You know what I mean? Oh, I mean, that's just what I envision. Like
Bud Light. The beer of the Amish.
Right.
I mean,
I've seen them where they get pulled over before and somebody will have like a stereo in their horse and buggy and stuff like that. So the teenagers get wild.
They
do. If you don't know, the teenagers get wild, you know? So they go out and they let them kind of experiment and figure out what kind of person they're going to be. And
there's
so that
rules,
makes,
though.
It makes, right. But
there's
it makes for some interesting situations, I'm sure, out there in the thing. But I feel like a horse kind of knows.
No, you can't. Not drive a horse and buggy if you're drunk.
Okay.
You are not above the law.
On regular streets.
Right. Do you think the horse is in
if
the precinct?
If it's a carriage-drawn street, I mean, you know.
The
I
horse
know.
Is in the precinct. Like, I'm not telling you nothing. I don't know nothing.
Right. If you think for a minute that call center employees care whether or not you're happy with their customer service on launch day of the cell phone or the new iPhone or whatever it may be, if you think they empathize for a minute, you're crazy. That's all I need to know about you. And if you think that they care when you swear at them either, at all. Also, they don't care about that either.
Promise
they just
me
don't
you
care.
Did not say a bad word to somebody that's working on a phone
Let
line.
Let me just tell you that I literally spent 5 hours dealing with cell phone changeover, and that does not include the additional 2 hours my wife had to spend with it on Friday. It was just an absolute nightmare. Ugh. Nightmare!
Well,
nightmare. But everything's working and ringing properly now. Cost a gazillion bazillion dollars. But boy, look at my new case. It's real shiny in my new phone.
Right.
That's all I need to know about you.
Oh, it's terrible. I don't know who's worse off.
If you cut in front of a child, if you're a grown adult and you cut in front of a child at a festival, that's all I need to know about you.
Listen, short people,
no.
Get out my way.
No, you're going to wait in line for the Italian ice anyways.
Oh.
It's not going anywhere. You don't need to cut in front of six-year-olds.
Did somebody mistaken you for a child again, Producer Christian?
Listen, no one's mistaken me for a child with his mustache. No way.
All right, you want to chime in
Proud
too,
of
call
his mustache.
Us. 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. If your kid showed up to school today and there was a big surprise waiting for them, they probably had a big smile on their face. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Producer Christian.
Hello.
Producer Christian, what is going on over at Roosevelt School?
Hey, guys. We are absolutely getting ready right now. The kids are going to start coming in, and we are going to be here to greet them.
All right. Who do you got around you? Who have you surrounded yourself with? It's all the dignitaries of the area, and then you.
We've got about 18,000 firefighters here. We've got cops. We've got the girls from Fairfield U. We got the girls from University of Bridgeport. They got everybody out here today.
Wow, I've never been that popular in my life, to tell you the truth.
These kids are getting a better welcome than anything. It's unbelievable.
So Start with Hello Week is going on right now at Roosevelt Elementary School in Bridgeport, and that's where Producer Christian is. But this is all part of the Sandy Hook Promise. They've created this this basically initiative throughout the week where thousands of schools across the country and tons here in Connecticut, too, are taking part of it. And they want to bring empathy into the classroom, get rid of social isolation. And what that means is that all the people from the community are coming in, lining up outside of the school, and you're just going to be giving high fives and welcoming kids as they come in.
What is going to be your go-to thing to yell, Christian? All right, because, you know, all the time people come down, and some people, like, there's always going to be the guy that's going to be like, yeah, all right, good job, big guy, that kind of thing.
I was thinking about going with just a standard school chant and just keep it going, basically until my voice runs out.
I mean, it's exciting because you're yelling something at the same time. Like, it's like opening week. You're thinking to yourself, man, this is going to be a long, long season of school. I feel like it needs to be more celebratory. Like,
well,
you're the best.
Too complicated of a phrase and just, you know, have to keep shouting it over. Let's get ready for school. Like, it's too much.
Yeah.
Hello, have a great day. And prove yourself.
Prove yourself.
I don't know. It seems like something good to say to a third grader.
I mean, I had no idea this would be so awkward putting all you guys on the spot, but I'm so glad I did it. I think you got to keep it generic, man, and just be like, yeah, go get them.
Or do the woo. Everybody needs a woo guy.
A woo. Right.
I can do the woo. Yeah, definitely.
You can be the woo. Right.
Let me hear your woo.
Woo!
All right. Well, give our kids a big high five and welcome them to school, and hopefully they'll have a fantastic day today.
And it's going to be on Facebook Live, too, so that's good, too.
Yeah, you want to watch it for yourself? Just head to our Facebook page, search Anna and Raven. Race day is getting close. Sono Half, Raven and I are competing against each other for our charity. Start 89.9, it's Anna and Raven. Coach Whip, we've been working really hard, and now we're starting to get straight nervous because it's so soon, October 6th.
It's less than 2 weeks away. I'm really impressed the last week and a half to 2 weeks with both of your updates and progress. Raven, you stepped it up. I got to say, you have stepped it up.
I don't want to sound like a negative Nancy.
I disappeared there for a minute, but I'm back.
I don't think his treadmill works right. I don't want to sound like negative Nancy, but tell me from a professional's point of view, like when he was telling me his times, and here's the thing, he's a bigger guy. He's stronger. He's got longer legs. So I don't think it's out of the
Built
realm
like
of possibility.
Really?
But don't you think it's strange that a guy that has not run like me all of a sudden is blowing me out of the water by 10 minutes on runs?
Well, who's telling you 10 minutes? I don't think it's 10 minutes.
Well, you said that you did like 18, 19 minute, 2.5 miles.
I did 18, 18, 18, 20. That's on 2 miles. And then I did 2.5 the other day in 22 and change.
That seems really fast to me.
So you do know the times. Okay, I wasn't going to say anything. I was obviously going to keep your training separate, but obviously you guys talk.
Well, she got me in a room with a single light bulb and waterboarded me for a couple hours, Coach.
It is fast. I mean, especially from going to from not running to running. I did question it. I did ask him if the treadmill is showing the correct time. even if it's off by 30 seconds, the time is still impressive.
Right. That's what I was saying. I
Coach,
was like, oh, my gosh.
She actually thinks, like, the treadmill's set for kilometers or something like that. She thinks that just the math is off, that I'm going to 2, and it's actually just 2 kilometers. And my wife just sent me her update of the morning here. I hate seeing these.
I don't know. I have genuine concerns. I go, I think you should go outside and run and, like, do it with your car first and see.
Go run on a track for 8 laps, I mean, and just see roughly what you get.
Well, Alicia and I are getting ready to run outside. Alicia just sent me her times for today. You want to know her times for today?
Yeah.
She ran the 3.1, 26:23.
That I don't think is that crazy because she's pretty fit and, you know, she's like consistently fit. Maybe I'm being crazy and maybe he's just more athletic and he's going to shock me. But when he said that, I was like, huh.
Well, when I saw the first run come through, I think it was a 2 mile run with like at like an 8:10 or 8:15 pace. And then he said, I almost died. It was really hard. And that even included some walking. I just said, slow down. It'll be much easier if you do that. And then you did that. You did that on another run. And
I did a bit. It is challenging for me. I think pacing is really going to be the hardest part for me. And so I've really got to believe the music, and there'll be some fluctuation in there. Pacing is hard for me because I want to run. When I start running, I want to be in that classic runner gait where I'm like, whoa, where I'm really stretching out. I envision myself like Chariots of Fire.
And I ran 1 mile yesterday just to get a quick mile in before my Zumba class. And it was like, going pretty hard. It was 9:40 or something like that.
That was a good run. I noticed that as well. So,
and I thought that was impressive for me.
It was a very
inside outside
very good pace.
Inside on the treadmill, real quick.
Oh boy.
Yeah. So when I get outside, that weather, man, it screws up my head.
Beats you up.
It beats me up. Went for a run last weekend with my best friend Danielle, who's a real runner, and I can't breathe. She's having a full conversation
with
me.
Yeah, no, don't.
She's talking and going on and on and on and on, and she's looking at me for response, and I'm like, are you kidding me right now?
Right,
you already told me that Cole got
hit
with
the head
in the ball.
I'd be so mad at her. I'd be so mad. That I told Alicia's like, so should I run next to you? Should I start behind you so that you see me? That type of thing. I was like, honey, don't wait for me. Go finish the race, and if I don't make it there in 3 minutes, go back.
Come back and get me.
Right. Well, right. You may need to carry me.
You're a real runner. She's just a more experienced runner, your friend.
All right, use code Anna and Raven for 20% off registration until you sell out, which is probably coming up soon, right?
The 5K is probably going to sell out within the next. The race is, you know, just under 2 weeks away. It's probably going to sell out within the next week.
If you want more info, you can head to star999.com, sign up, donate to our charities, Infinite Love for Kids Fighting Cancer, Connecticut Humane Society. Just hit Anna and Raven 5K at star999.com. I've been stalking you guys for a while.
That's the thing is, this is all actually, so this is all for information purposes and benefit, but it's largely for Anna and I's benefit, too.
Right.
We get that a lot.
Yeah. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. So the whole, joining us this morning, it's Casey Skid and Dave Kirshen. They're flexologists over at Stretch Lab, and you're in the Fairfield location.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I first drove by, and I saw Stretch Lab, and of course, I'm like, huh.
What a crazy idea.
What is, but I didn't know what it was.
Right, you told me at first, you were like, wait a minute, what's going on here?
Right, and then I went online and I looked, and you guys just stretch people out.
That's it.
Snorted the idea.
Anna thought that was a hoax at first, but then the more she started thinking about it, she's like, I have to get in there.
I'm obsessed. because is it like fake working out in a way? So I know stretching is important, but in my mind, it's like, can I log like a 50-minute stretch session as a workout? And now I have muscle tone.
It's the best workout there is. You lay down, you do nothing, and it feels good, and it works.
Gosh.
This is everything I've wanted.
Right, right. That's what Anna's looking for. It's really like a magic pill or sorcery, actually. Right. So she'll get fit, and all she has to do is lay down.
Pretty much. Well, you know, what we found with a lot of people is that, you know, Stretch Lab for active people, athletes, that kind of thing. It's just something to augment what they're already doing. But what we found is that a lot of people who maybe haven't been quite as active lately, they're a little bit more sedentary, we're finding it's a real big step for them to start to get into a more active lifestyle because they come to us for a while and they move better.
Wow.
You know, they're not in as much pain. They don't have as much stiffness. So it's been really enjoyable. We're finding we're getting a lot of people much more active than they were before just because they feel better.
I will tell you the God to honest truth. I don't know a single stretch. Not one. We've been training for this 5K and I have not stretched once.
I know them all. We got you.
You don't have to know them. We pay people to know them.
Right. That's good.
I love that. See that? I try to do that same thing with everything in my life, and as I don't need to learn, there's already experts out there.
Just come to Stretch Lab. Yeah, but what, I walk in, and then you lay me down on a table, and then what happens?
When you come in, you're going to let us know what exactly you're training for, what's bothering you. You know, you tell us a little about yourself so we can make the stretch more personalized for you. You lay down on the bench. The flex will tell you a little bit how the stretch is going to go. There's some minor instruction, but for the most part, we do most of the work. We focus really on the areas that you need to get better. Now, for running, it's a lot of hip, it's a lot of lower back, very kind of single plane, repetitive, and that can cause dysfunction if you're not careful. So we make sure that everything is as loose as it needs to be so that you're not limited by any pain or tightness.
I have this problem with my shoulders and my neck because I have a 10-month-old baby who's a little chunky monkey, so she's like 25 pounds. So I feel like I constantly have strain in my shoulders. Like, will that help?
Oh, yeah. I got just a stretch for you, too.
Oh, good. We're going to do that in about 5 minutes. And, you know, I'm looking at you, and you're a big guy. One of the top 20 middleweight power lifters of all time. You can squat 843 pounds.
That's right.
I feel like you stretch, too. I feel like guys like you can't move. Can you touch your toes? Be honest.
It depends on the day.
Okay.
You actually bring up a really important idea in that, you know, people always think that, you know, to be flexible, you need to be able to do a split. You need to be able to do all these crazy positions. It's not really about extreme flexibility. It's about having enough flexibility for your needs. So as a powerlifter, I'm not super flexible, but I don't really need to be. I do need to have a minimum level of flexibility in order to accomplish what I need to in the weight room. And that's going to differ for everyone. So, for example, Casey's a dancer.
Way more flexible than Dave.
I'm guessing.
Way more flexible. Yeah.
But she also needs to be. So what we do is we don't try to fit you into some standard of what we think flexibility should be. It's all about what the person needs, what they're trying to do, and we just try to get them there.
Average person at home that can't make it to Stretch Lab and should be doing stretches on their own. Mm-hmm. What do you think are like the three go-to stretches you should do every single day?
I like to see most people do some sort of hamstring stretch, some sort of hip flexor stretch, and maybe something rotational in nature.
I have no idea what any of those are.
Nah.
Don't worry, we'll show you. But if you have three to do, I'd probably pick something along the lines of those three.
Well, you brought this table. Let's put it to good use. I'm going to get stretched out and see if it actually makes a difference. It's coming up next.
I'm literally lying on this bed, and I've been cheating and already been stretching, and I feel like I could fall asleep right now.
Yeah, but it's early, okay?
Right.
And this show is going to go right up until 10 o'clock regardless.
Yeah.
It's such a scam. You did this. We were supposed to be getting helpful information, and you did this for yourself.
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Joining us from Stretch Lab in Fairfield is Dave Kirsch and Casey Skid. They're flexologists. And the importance of stretching. When I first saw this place pop up, and I've seen him all over the place, I'm like, wait a minute. Is this like a new thing that we just have to go and get stretched? And it seemed like the perfect opportunity to have them come in and teach us, especially as we're training for the Sono Half.
I mean, frankly, you're basically stealing. Yeah. Casey, what is it exactly Dave is doing for Anna right now at this time?
All right. So Dave is going to move Anna through a few ranges of motion. Usually we start with the lower body. That's going to feel really good because she's working on the running for the marathon.
Oh, right. God, it feels good. I'm so tight. Am I really tight? What is it? Am I normal or am I not normal?
Normal for most people is pretty tight. So
you're pretty good. You're fine.
Dave, her shoes are off right now and her foot is on your like armpit area here. Yeah. Is her foot sweaty?
Not at all. Not at all.
Is it smelly? Sure? I don't know what shoes I wore today.
I've smelt some feet in my day. This is fine.
He seems very generous. I'm not sure if it's accurate there.
We do deal with a lot of feet.
I would guess so. When you're stretching people, is it a glove environment?
No, yeah. Not usually. Socks are required. We don't.
Okay.
Yeah, we do grip socks usually in the studio.
Little sanitizer after.
All right, so what I want you to do, this is a technique that we use to get a little bit deeper relaxation. So what I want you to do is, for using about 30% of your strength, just push back at me a little bit. Go ahead for a few seconds. 3, 2, 1, and release. And that lets us get a little bit further.
Are you crying?
With no pain.
I'm not crying.
I mean, I just saw some glitter on your face right there.
Oh, God, I feel so good.
Try not to don't fart.
Stop it. Don't make me laugh.
I mean, just everybody's comfortable. Right?
Occupational hazard.
I don't want you to pee a little bit.
Do people fart? Fart a lot? Is that a thing?
I wouldn't say a lot. It depends on your definition of a lot.
When do I get skinny from the stretching?
Well, when you feel so good, you can't stop running.
Oh.
See that?
Uh-huh.
You thought it was just going to happen from the stretching.
Oh, good.
It's a cause and effect.
This is amazing. I want this all the time. All right, so while Dave is stretching me out and I'm having the time of my life, what three stretches can you be doing at home to make sure you're increasing flexibility and becoming a superhero?
Well, if I had to limit it to three, I would stay with the lower body because that's what limits most people in sport. So I would do some sort of hamstring stretch. Hurdler stretch is a good one. Something for your hip flexors, sort of a lunging type stretch, and then something for torso rotation where you're twisting to the side, essentially.
I just want to go to sleep. This feels so good.
Give me a little push. 3, 2, 1, and relax. And that would be a little bit further.
You could go all the way. Just stretch it out. Don't be afraid to hurt me.
Right, especially if it makes you skinny.
Right.
Do you just tell people to push to make sure they're still awake? Is that the way it typically works?
Well, it's actually a special technique that we use to get a little bit of deeper relaxation in muscle.
Anna, wake up.
No, do people fall asleep? Because I want to fall asleep.
Yes.
I want to fall asleep right now.
Right.
Oh, this is better than a massage.
Well, I want to thank you guys for coming in here right now. I'm going to need her for the rest of the show, so I'm probably going to have to get you out of here. But thank you so much, Dave Kirshen and Casey Skid from Stretch Lab over in Fairfield. You can find them online, stretchlab.com/Fairfield, or on Facebook, too, Stretch Lab Fairfield. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Oh, my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Mark and Kate joining us together this morning. Kate, let's start with you. What's going on?
So our son, he's a teenager, and he broke up a fight at school.
Okay.
I'm obviously upset because I don't think he should have been involved in a fight at all. It could have escalated. He could have gotten hurt. He could get punished, in trouble. It could have been much worse than it was.
Mm-hmm. Did he get in trouble?
No.
No.
So you just didn't want him to get involved?
I don't think anyone should get involved in physical violence, especially at school.
All right.
Well, I understand what you're saying. I mean, you get involved in the middle of something, then you get inherent risk. But don't we teach our kids to do the right thing? Mark, what's your side of this?
I see her point, but she's kind of overreacting on this one because he was trying to do the right thing. He didn't want the kids to get into trouble either. He saw an opportunity to basically step in and try to, like, just quell it and just knock it down. Mm-hmm. He wasn't taking swings at anyone. He was just getting between them. And, you know, his friends, you know, it's one of these things, there's a bigger kid and a smaller kid, and he felt bad for the smaller kid, obviously, and just, that's how he's wired. And frankly, I think, A, he didn't get into trouble, so it's not that big of a deal, and B, I'm not sure if we really want to quash that type of integrity. So that's my feeling.
Well, I mean, I think that both of us would agree is that bullying's bad, and it sounds like your son stepped in when he saw some bullying. To be fair, though, Kate has a point. The truth is that Good Samaritans get involved in things all the time, sometimes as adults, and they have terrible consequences. So it is something to consider. It's hard to know, fight or flight, at that moment, what will really happen, right? We get involved with all best intentions, but sometimes we get bad results.
Did he know the kids?
I believe he knew the little kid. That was the other thing. There's like a personal investment, too. So, because he was the little kid was the one who was sort of getting the worst of it.
Yeah. If he knew the smaller one and he still didn't get physical but just broke it up, I mean, he's got good intent. But again, bad things can happen.
Yeah, I mean, you throw yourself in the middle of something like that.
Right. You just don't know what the results will be. I understand your apprehension, Kate. I do.
Yeah, both your sides are valid. Here's what we do. We can ask our audience what they think. And they may agree with you, Mark, that his integrity was in the right place. He got in the middle to break up the fight, not to add to it. And ultimately, he helped out. That's great. But they may see Kate's side, too. You should teach him not to get involved because you never know what's going to happen in a situation like that. He very easily could have gotten in trouble himself at school.
Or injured.
Right.
Seriously.
Yeah. Do you both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah.
Sure.
Great. Give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Interesting. Honda of Westport Couples Court. Mark and Kate's son broke up a fight. Now, Kate thought you should never get involved. What if you got hurt? What if you got in trouble? What if something awful happened? Mark's like, he was sticking up for the little guy. He was getting in there and getting that guy off him. Like, good for him for stepping in.
Well, he knows the younger guy, too. He saw an opportunity to go ahead and put a kibosh on the situation, and he eliminated most people from getting in trouble for the most part, too. So the teacher commended him. At the same time, you know what? Mom's just worried.
But
what if something happened to my baby?
What happens next time if something like that happens? What would you urge your child to do? Honda of Westport Couples Court, 1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven, whose side are you on?
Definitely the husband.
Tell us why.
Bullying. I mean, right now in this day and age, you have to stick up for the little guy, and I think it's silly to think otherwise.
Yeah, it's really easy to say that, but then, you know, I also get concerned, like, what if that turned really violent? What if they got hurt, you know? Mm-hmm.
Right, right. Well, timing is everything, right? So if you can get out in front of something, that works out well. But again, bad things do happen, like you said.
Yeah, whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Tough one this morning. Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star. Mark and Kate's son broke up a fight. Now, here's the difference in opinion here. Mm. Kate is upset because he got involved at all. Says he could have gotten hurt himself. Says that he could have gotten in big trouble at school.
Sure.
He shouldn't have risked himself in there when it really had nothing to do with him. Mark, on the other hand, says he did the right thing. He got in there. He helped out the little guy. He saw someone that was getting beat up on, and he wanted to make it stop.
Sometimes when you help, too, you can become a target unknowingly, and you put yourself in a situation, again, that you might not know the full history of or the future of course. But you get an instinct to try and do the right thing.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna Raven.
I think I'm siding more towards the husband. I do understand the wife's side to it, but I think that it's I think that her side is she's acting more out of fear of what may have happened.
Hey, Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I am on the husband's side, 100%. This is why. This is what's wrong in our society today. Everyone is either just going to walk away or stand back and take pictures. And you know what? The son did absolutely the right thing. He stood up for the kid that was getting bullied or beat up, and he did the right thing. It's standing back and watching or taking pictures and videos is an absolute joke. And he absolutely did the right thing.
So funny, because when you hear that, you think, like, what would I do?
Right.
And then what do I want my child to do?
And what would you want somebody to do if your child was involved?
There's so many different perspectives and views to see this.
And Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I am definitely on Mark's side. There are signs all over my kid's school, which I totally believe in, that say, if it's mean, intervene. And I'm not interested in, like, him becoming Spider-Man or anything, you know, going out and defending everybody. But you need to stand up for smaller people.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Mark, our audience agreed with you. His heart was in the right place. He wasn't getting in there to fight. He was getting in there to protect, and somebody had to help that kid out.
Right, and yeah, that's one of these things that's hard to teach kids these days, and it's important he's already got in his DNA.
It shows strong character. At the same time, Kate, I don't want to dismiss what you have going on here, because your son, while his heart's in the right place and his character certainly seems in line, is that he's also at that age naive, and the fact is that dangerous, terrible things can happen when you step in the way of something like this. So he's really going to be able to assess that situation, and it's not always safe to step in. So he should find an ally, maybe the school resource officer, a teacher. Just be aware.
Yep.
But, you know, he did a good thing. You should be proud of it. But there's a teaching lesson here.
Yeah, so not I to think be it's so great impulsive to... then, is what you're saying.
Yeah, we'd like to take this one step further because it's such a serious topic. And we're going to check in with our relationship expert, Dr. Laura Berman, her take on what your son should do or any child should do when they're put in this situation. It's coming up next here on Star 99.9. This morning on the Honda of Westport Couples Court, their teenage son broke up a fight between two kids at school. Here's the thing. The kid didn't get in trouble, but mom is furious. Says he should never get involved in a fight. Because it might escalate, he might get hurt, and he might get in trouble at school. Dad says you got to help out a kid that's getting beat up on. That's what a good person does.
Yeah, the character is there, but there's also a real danger there.
It went back and forth, Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. So joining us, it's Dr. Laura Berman. She's our relationship expert. You could hear her here every weekday night, uncovered to Dr. Laura Berman. What do you think about this in a situation like this? What should a kid do?
Well, I mean, I guess it depends on the nature of the fight, right? So it's true, and I can tell you this not only from clinical experience, but personal as the mother of three boys. Their, you know, their impulse control and judgment takes a while to develop, and it is not developed in their teenage years. So, you know, it's one thing if they're having a little bit of a scuffle, another thing if there are knives and or weapons involved, right? But obviously, I think troubleshooting with the kid about first, you're calling for help to a teacher or an authority figure. If there is no one around and that kid who's being beaten up on is really about to, you know, be seriously harmed and there are no weapons involved that could be turned around and harm you, then maybe you do intervene or you get some other kids to help you intervene. But these things often happen in a split second scenario. And so I think strategizing ahead of time and going all the way down the consequence path is really your best bet. But you're right. That shows good character. It's like that bystander effect. Some people will just stand by and watch as horrific things happen, and others have the instinct to step in. And I don't want these parents to lose sight of praising their son's instincts along those lines while still working with him about appropriate impulse control for safety.
As you've covered before, a lot of times the guys, they don't actually develop that total realistic train of thought, the ability to go through all of it until late 20s, and some even later than that.
That's right. And, you know, why are there fights breaking out at school? You know, what's happening there? That would be the large. If I were that mom, I would be mad about that. What's going on? When are these fights happening? Why aren't there teachers or adults around? And why are they happening on school grounds if there aren't adults around?
It's a great point. Do you think that it's innate in you that you're either a fight or flight person? Because I find that whenever I see something going down that I find to be like, oh my gosh, this might be something scary, this might escalate to something bad, my first reaction is to turn in the opposite direction and just
run.
And get out of there.
Yeah, but you know? I think that's the nature of the situation, like she said, assessing it. Because you would do that in maybe a confrontational, violent situation, but you've never shied from a conversation. I mean,
well,
I've
right.
seen you in questionable right. Situations but where you'll speak up.
But I've seen two ladies get at it at like TJ Maxx,
right.
And I don't stick around.
Well, that could get crazy.
I get out of here.
That could get crazy, you know?
Like, forget it. I don't need this shirt for $5.99. Yeah. I can get out of here.
It's chaotic
enough.
Well, see,
what I would do is just go and tell the security guard. Like, I wouldn't step into the scuffle, you know? Right. I'd say, look, that's not cool. Some, you know, step in right now. You can be a good Samaritan without having to put yourself in the line of fire.
Good stuff. If you need advice, too, you can call Dr. Laura Berman, 855-5UNCOVER.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
Sometimes I see an equation written on a blackboard, like half an equation. I'll just figure it out.
Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
Hey, get out of here.
Oh, my God, Danny DeVito, I love your
Answer
work.
Questions with obscure movie quotes.
You work on
quotes.
Commission, right? Yes. Big mistake. Huge.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scapp Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Alec is back. Now, Alec, here's the thing. It's been a few weeks since you played, but Raven, I don't know if you know this. Last time you were out, Alec beat Christian. Alec has also beat you twice. I think he may be the most winningest, is that a word? Winningest?
Winningest, yes.
Yeah.
player of all time.
Well, except I've won 406.
Okay.
Right, but other than me.
Yeah.
Other than me, he might be. Okay.
Yeah, the overall Raven has 406 wins and 36 losses, two of which you have given to him, Alec. So can you please ask him to leave the room?
Sure, Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure, good luck, man.
All right. Alec, you know how this works. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite Raven back in and ask him the same five questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you could beat him, we give you a $100 gift card to Little Pub. You ready?
Sounds good. Let's do it.
Okay. Number one, Paula Abdul, Simon Cowell, and Randy Jackson reunited on Kelly Clarkson's new show. What season American Idol did Kelly Clarkson win?
The first.
Number two, The Masked Singer is back for season two. Who hosts it this season?
Nick Cannon.
Number three, Downton Abbey won the box office this past weekend, beating Ad Astra and Rambo Last Blood. What actor plays Rambo?
Sylvester Stallone.
Number four, Emilia Clarke was once again denied an Emmy for actress, for outstanding actress in a drama after being nominated four times. For what drama was she nominated?
Game of Thrones.
And number five, Alex Borstein and Tony Shalhoub won Best Supporting Actress and Actor at the Emmys for this Amazon comedy series that stars Rachel Brosnahan as a Midge, housewife comedian. What movie? What show is it?
The Marvelous Miss Maisel.
All right. Let me bring Raven back in. Raven!
Yo.
I see you found the potato chips that I left in the cafeteria.
I did.
Yeah. every time Raven walks out of here, he walks in here with some random food.
I find stuff.
All right. Alec got all five.
Okay. Congratulations, Alec.
Number one, Paula Abdul, Simon Cowell, Randy Jackson all reunited on Kelly Clarkson's new show. Mm. What season of American Idol did Kelly Clarkson win?
She won the first one, of course.
That's right. Alex still leading you 5-1. Number two, The Masked Singer is back for season two. Who hosts it this season?
Nick Cannon. I saw it the other night.
All right. Alex still beating you 5-2. Number three, Downton Abbey won the box office this past weekend.
Downton Abbey is something else.
Downton Abbey.
Downton Abbey, yes.
Well, yeah, that's what I said.
Okay.
Won the box office this past weekend, beating Ad Astra and Rambo Last Blood.
Right.
What actor plays Rambo?
Oh, come on. It's Sylvester Stallone. I already watched it on Bootleg, yo. Oh, and it good. Is dope. He blows up a lot of stuff.
Classic.
And he's got knives. You know, it's Rambo.
The original Rambo creator said that he's embarrassed to have his name associated with that.
You know what? That guy should just shut his mouth. All right? That guy should shut his mouth. I mean, the second and third ones were the worst. This one's all right.
Alex still winning 5-3. Number four, Emilia Clarke was once again denied an Emmy for Outstanding Actress in a Drama after being nominated four times. What drama series was she nominated?
Game of Thrones.
Okay, you need this last one to tie, Alex.
She looked wonderful, and they snubbed a lot of people. They should have all won awards. They were great.
Let's give everybody an award.
Yes.
Right.
You're right. Just like Little League.
Number five, Alex Borstein, Tony Shalhoub won both Best Supporting Actress and Actor at the Emmys for this comedy Amazon series.
Well, I can tell you've watched it so many times because you can barely get through the sentence. Fleabag was the big surprise winner of the night. Fleabag on Amazon.
Do you want me to finish reading the question?
Did you not?
No.
No, he's good.
I know.
I mean,
didn't
it sounded
me
like you didn't
it.
Get through. It sounded like that was the whole question.
That's
it's
not
that
even,
show.
It's not right. You're wrong.
What's the question?
It's Alex Borstein and Tony Shalhoub won Best Supporting Actress and Actor for this Amazon comedy series that stars Rachel Brosnahan as Midge, a housewife comedian.
Oh, that's the fabulous Mrs. Maisel.
That's also incorrect. It's the marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Oh, Alec.
And with that.
Wow.
Look at you. Congratulations, Alec. You are unbeatable. Listen, we have our first ever Anna and Raven game night happening next week at Tequila Escape in Ridgefield. You get to play all these games live. Can you come and challenge
you
him face to face?
I will try to make it there.
All right. That is awesome. Congratulations.
Alec from Norwalk, and I beat Raven for a third time.
Yeah.
Congratulations, right. Alec.
We'll have another shot for you to get the cheat sheet, the first two answers to tomorrow's five pop culture questions. That's coming up at 5:30 this afternoon with Kevin Begley. Someone in your life that goes above and beyond but never gets the recognition they deserve. That's an everyday hero. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. You can nominate your everyday hero at star999.com. Well, I'm not sure, Allison, if you know this, but Meredith nominated you to be one of our everyday heroes. Meredith had a lot of nice things to say about you. So, Meredith, why don't we start with you and explain why Allison is an everyday hero?
Well, one, she's a mom to three kids, and being a mom of three, I know how that goes. So.
Right. Right.
On top of that, one of her children has special needs, so I imagine that adds to it every day. She also makes amazing cakes, the detail. I think I sent you a picture, Anna, last week of the costume she makes for her youngest son, Sam.
Yeah, that picture was unbelievable. So, Allison, your son has, it's called Vanishing White Matter. Can you explain a little bit what that is?
Yes, it's so it's called, Vanishing White Matter Disease, and it's an incredibly rare brain disease. There's only 250 cases worldwide. It's genetic, so he was born with it, but he didn't show signs of it until he was about two. It causes the white matter in his brain to disappear over time, and with it, he loses motor control. And it also happens very suddenly with a bump on the head or a fever. He suddenly loses white matter and then loses motor control.
Oh my God.
So unfortunately, there's no treatment or no cure, and it's terminal, ultimately.
An incredibly difficult thing to deal with, of course.
So you started a foundation to create awareness.
Yes.
Because like you said, there's so few families that have to go through what you're going through.
250 across the world, that's amazingly rare.
Yeah, it's pretty shockingly rare. So just incredibly unlucky to both my husband and I to have a mutation on the same gene. We started a foundation called the VWM Families Foundation, and we run it locally out of Fairfield County, out of Greenwich, where we live. And basically, it was a place, A, for families to get in touch. When our son was diagnosed 6 years ago, there was really no place to go and no information out there. And so it's a place for families to get in touch and also connect with each other. But mostly, we fund research. Because there's so few patients, there's no money for research.
Right.
So really, it's up to the families to raise it. And so that's what we do, is work with the families within the United States and all over the world to try and raise money. Money to fund promising research. There should be some clinical trials coming soon, hopefully. So, that's good news. It just is a lot of work.
No, I understand. What we're going to do right now is I'm going to take the website, the VWM Families Foundation. I'm going to share it on our Facebook page. So if anybody would like to donate or learn more about this, of course, we want to get that out there.
I mean, an incredible
Thank
job
you
that
so
you're
much.
Doing for your family and for those around you, it sounds like, too. For families all across the world who don't even know that something like this exists until they find themselves right in the middle of it. Truly amazing.
Well, exactly. Before he was diagnosed, we didn't realize that there were still diseases out there for which there's just nothing you can do.
No information, right?
Yeah.
And no, just nothing.
And Allison, earlier, Meredith had referenced a picture she had sent me. Can you explain the picture? It's got to be a Halloween costume, right?
Yeah, I think it was for Harry Potter. Was it last year?
It was the Harry Potter year.
Well, so our son has been fully wheelchair dependent for about 6 years now. And we all love Halloween. And Halloween is the only time of the year where it's actually really cool to be in a wheelchair. So I started creating these elaborate costumes, and it's awesome because kids come up to him and are like, oh, I wish I could have that costume. And it just makes him feel so special for being in the wheelchair rather than special, not in a good way for being in a wheelchair.
Right.
What an amazing perspective.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What an amazing thing.
Allison, you are truly an everyday hero. Meredith, you were 100% correct. I mean,
yeah.
Juggling your business, three kids, and creating a foundation so you can help create awareness and raise funds to hopefully one day find a treatment. All the praise in the world for me.
Oh, thank you, guys.
And they travel a lot on where they want to. They try to expose the kids to as much as they can as well.
You're the
doing
best,
an amazing
Allison.
Job. We applaud you.
Yeah, you're my kind of girl. So congratulations on everything you do. It does go noticed, as Meredith said. And I hope that sharing this website will bring a little more awareness to Vanishing White Matter, too.
Yeah, that would be awesome. We need all the help we can get.